Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for those very kind comments. Mr. Chairman, let me first congratulate you on assuming the chairmanship of the CCW's 2017 meeting of the high contracting parties. We commend you for the extensive preparatory work undertaken by you in advance of the meeting and assure you of our full support and cooperation in bringing the meeting to a successful conclusion. We are also grateful to the Implementation Support Unit for the excellent meeting arrangements and the timely circulation of all the documents. Despite the meagre resources and staff, the ISU has always provided excellent service and secretarial support to the high contracting parties. I note that the programme of work circulated by you envisages a general exchange of views on agenda items 13, 14 and 16 during this session. I will therefore limit my remarks to these issues only. We will revert to the other issues in subsequent sessions. My delegation aligns itself with the statement delivered by the distinguished representative of Venezuela on behalf of the non-aligned movement. Mr. Chairman, there is a need to continue promoting universal adherence and implementation of the convention. Efforts towards universalization are of critical importance and should remain a priority. We commend the efforts undertaken in this regard by you, as well as by the ISU. We warmly welcome Lebanon and Afghanistan to the CCW family following their accession to the convention this year. Mr. Chairman, the strength of this convention lies in the balance that it maintains between military necessity and humanitarian concerns. This aspect of the convention needs to be preserved and strengthened. Pakistan is party to all of the five protocols of the CCW. The standard operating procedures being followed by our armed forces comply with the provisions of the CCW protocols. We have submitted all the requisite national reports regarding our compliance, including for the last reporting period. We are also proud of our active contribution to demining and ERW clearance efforts in different parts of the world, particularly in the context of United Nations peacekeeping operations, to which Pakistan is one of the largest troop contributors. We reaffirm our readiness to assist other high contracting parties in implementing the convention and its annexed protocols. In conclusion, we renew our pledge to continue complying with our obligations and cooperating with other high contracting parties for the successful implementation of the convention and its annexed protocols. We are confident that full implementation would help reduce humanitarian suffering worldwide. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.